I do my best, but my base wasn't good enough.
The podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Boxwords.com. You need that fear.
All I'm trying to do is make a stand for something that I truly believe is right. I truly believe is right.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. We're back with another spontaneous one because it's official. I mean, we've been reporting on the rumors this far, but it is official. Senator Manny Pacquiao, the Pac-Man, the former 8-division world champion, announced today that he has entered into an exclusive agreement to work with manager advisor Al Haymon. And we're going to give you all the details as to what exactly this means for Pacquiao and Manny Pacquiao Promotions and Manny Pacquiao fans. And I guess our immediate reaction on this and how we're feeling, because there's some quotes out there where he's saying that he only wants the top PBC names. So that's going to be interesting to see. Is that the case? But this is what we're going to be discussing. It'll be a quick little news report. You know the number to call in, 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 one time to voice your opinion right here on the Voice of the People hotline. And don't forget, you can add Nestor Gibbs on Skype to be part of the conversation. I'm going to go out to my co-host who's rocking out with me right here in studio. The Gross Man.
Him 50 million. Whether people thought it was real or not, motherfucker, we ain't playing. Who got time to play? I'm ready to whoop ass and get this money. You feel me?
Two attempts, handed bands over. Sicko hit, shot and missed. Two to stand over.
Turn up.
Breadwinner, huh? Look who in the building. Let me check my Instagram. I might be at a million.
And I'm in.
Boxwords.com.
We back with another one. Manny Pacquiao signs with Al Haymon. Probably the best thing that he could have done. But one of the worst things that he could have done was coming out and saying that he wants some of the top PBC fighters. But is it a bad thing or is it not? Because, I mean, top PBC fighters could range from 140 and 147. But we'll dive into it and see how it comes out. He over about to choke.
Nah, okay. Well, let's get right into it.
I mean, what do you think? I mean, will like Adrian Broner, that's a good person to, you know what I'm saying, test out a new deal with. Adrian Broner has a big name, but he's not that big of a risk as some of the other top PBC fighters. But Adrian Broner, I mean, a guy the size of Manny Pacquiao, never know. He's getting older, so maybe Adrian Broner has him at the right time. But if Manny Pacquiao wants that gold at the end of the proverbial rainbow, which is probably Floyd Mayweather, it has to be Adrian Broner and maybe have to be even somebody else, but who knows?
Well, the new alliance is going to have Manny Pacquiao and Al Haymon work together to navigate the remainder of Pacquiao's career. And he's going to make his first defense of that WBA title when he kicks off the partnership. But, I mean, I'm a little bit, I don't know. I don't know what to think. I mean, I know Keith always wanted a Pacquiao fight. And, you know, even Sean always wanted a Pacquiao fight. But at this point, is he going to get credit? I think that you're right. Maybe the Broner fight is the best fight. It's one that we think he'll win. But, it will be good to see how good he does it. You know, gradually step him up. I don't think they need to put him with the top PBC welterweights right now. You know, not even a Keith off an injury, you know. It didn't say how many years or fights. That's something that, you know, I hope comes out later on a, you know, more thorough report. because the amount of fights or the amount of years is really important and will indicate kind of which route they're going to be going with Pacquiao. You know what I mean? If it's a 3-fight deal, then we can see maybe Broner, you know, maybe ending in an Earl, you know, last fight being Earl, or maybe last fight being, I don't know.
You got to take one thing into consideration. Pacquiao is now a part of the PBC stable, who everybody knows that nobody has a contract with a network. So Showtime, Fox, whoever PBC has this deal with, probably will have first saying or get first dibs on the Pacquiao fight. But I don't think this prohibits like Pacquiao from a possible Lomachenko fight, because eventually they'll Earl and Terrence will have to fight, so they might lay the groundwork.
Man, whatever, bro. You still with this Earl and Terrence, bro? Did you hear Mayweather?
I'm saying maybe
that far is so far, man. Get out of here. That fight is so far.
Maybe a Pacquiao versus Lomachenko can lay the groundwork for that kind of fight. That's all I'm saying.
So let me get this straight. In the world that fucking Mike lives in,
yes,
Heyman helps Pacquiao get out of his Bob Arum contract only to bring him back over there.
I mean, if people start talking about, hey, bro, he beat Broner, and then Pacquiao beats Mikey Garcia, they might want to see Pacquiao versus Lomachenko. If you get enough birds chirping, then you have to do something. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know, Mike. I don't know. I just think that you're optimistic and you like to dream big, you know? That's how I feel. But let's see. Pacquiao goes on to say, I'm very excited about this new chapter in my career, and I'm looking forward to a fresh start. I'm reinvigorated by the prospects of bringing up new fighters under the Manny Pacquiao Promotions banner, said Pacquiao. My team will work closely with Al Heyman for the remainder of my career to deliver the most anticipated fights from the top PBC fighters. Those are the fights the fans want to see, and the ones I want to have close out my career. Do you believe that?
I mean, now I can shout out to LQ Culture TV. He says Broner, then Danny Garcia.
Yeah, those are two winnable fights.
That's what I'm exactly again to. I'm not saying Pacquiao will be Danny Garcia, but
I'm not saying he will be Broner.
But
they're winnable.
I think Pacquiao beats Broner, but that's besides the point. But if he gets to a Danny Garcia fight, and that's the second fight in the trilogy for a 3-fight.
Oh my God! So wait a minute. That means Manny Pacquiao's a pay per view fighter again on Showtime. You're gonna have to pay for Broner and Danny.
You're absolutely right. You got damn right.
How
else do you?
Those are exciting fights, though. Like, yeah. I think people would be willing to buy the Broner one first, because Broner's a good villain. And then the crossover appeal of, you know, Danny Garcia, the Puerto Rican thing, I could see that working out. I wonder where these fights are going to take place.
The fights will take place, or where the A-side says the fights take place. But
Not necessarily.
In actuality,
there's no more A-side when you're with Al Heyman.
In actual reality, the most,
which is not true. That's probably a false statement.
That's why I didn't even fucking announce.
But there really isn't. You see, Keith and Danny both got two, right? Not one got more. Not one got more.
I think Thurman got more than Sean, right?
But that's different. Keith and Danny.
Okay. Anyway, but the most sense for these fights to take place at is probably Las Vegas, the place where the casinos can offer the most money, and the only place to get Manny Pacquiao back in the States and kind of fix that tax problem that he has. Because we all know Al take care of his fighters. And that's why everybody shouts out Al, even when you're on the zone.
No, for sure. For sure. I mean, listen, this is going to be exciting and interesting all at the same time to see what goes down, you know. Pacquiao on PBC. It's something we've always wanted. We always wanted Bob to do business with this guy. It's just unfortunate that we're getting Pacquiao at this age. I mean, how old exactly is he?
He's 38. I know he's like 2 years younger than Floyd.
38. About you know, the balls of Floyd, though. Floyd is going to let Pacquiao go through the gauntlet. If Pacquiao beats Broner and Garcia, then Floyd's going to come back for the rematch. Because you heard him on one of those quotes. He's like, oh, yeah, you got to let it build.
You know. But is it still true that Floyd's supposed to have a comeback fight in December or like January? Is that rumor still?
I haven't heard anything, bro.
Okay. But I mean, what if Pacquiao does a big...
Shout out to TGB Promotions. We'll be co-promoting Manny Pacquiao's first fight back. And you see, that's what I'm saying. When you fuck with Al, he throws everybody a bone. So yes. Lou gets a lot of bones now. Here goes TGB getting the first Pacquiao bone. And when it's TGB, it usually means West Coast. So this is going to be an L.A. or a Vegas fight. You could already assume that. You rarely see TGB promote a fight in the Barclay.
They work a lot with Mikey, right?
So that means Vegas. I mean, it's a pay-per-view. You got to do Vegas, right? I mean, I know that Deontay and Fury are in L.A., but that's something different.
But you got Broner and you got Pacquiao. That fight belongs in Vegas.
I mean, not if you're a fight fan, you know what I mean? But whatever.
I don't know.
I guess I like Vegas now, but that's because I'm a fucking pothead, bro.
What better city on earth if there is?
I don't know, Mike. What better city would it be for you to talk into the mic?
You got
the mic. It's right here. You see?
You got things for potheads. You got, you know what I'm saying, gamblers. You got women of the night. You have you have drinking that's accessible everywhere, and you have your favorite. You have In-N-Out Burger. So there you go.
I mean, the line in Vegas In-N-Out is ridiculous. But listen, Pacquiao is 60 wins, 7 losses, 2 draws, 39 KOs. He's still rocking out. I'm semi-excited. I'm lukewarm about this. I'm lukewarm because it's like, what does he have left? But listen, if he would have landed with Eddie Hearn, the UK would have went crazy. So I mean, we have to equally be as happy for PBC and Al Heyman that have landed a big name because, you know, DAZN landed Canelo. That's a big name, fresher name. But like you said, these last 3 or 4 fights, if he can keep winning, they'll be pay-per-view. Pacquiao can be back with the right fights.
Pacquiao has a cult-like following. So if he's right with the right people and the right fights, then his pay-per-view stardom is going to come back like it's never left. I mean, in my opinion, a Broner is going to.
Does he stop Broner?
Does he? If Broner talks enough shit and gets under Pacquiao's skin, because I mean, Broner going to have to sell the fight. Let's be real. Broner's probably going to be the one that's doing the most selling for this fight. But so he might say some things that get very, very disrespectful to maybe make Pacquiao want to knock out even more.
If you're Mikey Garcia, how do you feel if it's like Broner's getting the first dibs at Pacquiao and you beat Broner?
What if Broner and Pacquiao have a good fight that's like 7-5, 8-4 where Broner does some damage and knocks him, you know what I'm saying, some more
so
age.
What? Why would Mikey give Broner a rematch?
No. You don't give Broner a rematch because Pacquiao wins. But what I'm saying, Pacquiao has another fight and he's another month, 2 months older. And when you get 39, those months and days start to fucking add up quick. And Mikey get him. And when you have a prize, a position like Mikey, you don't throw him in tough. You let somebody else soften him up for you. And then you give him to Mikey.
Well, I mean, Danny.
Or Danny.
Listen, I like the Broner fight. It's a good way for Pacquiao to make a big splash immediately. Broner's going to sell it. You know, Pacquiao's a big name. Like you said, co-following. And Broner's going to sell it. He's going to sell it. He is.
Oh, man, Broner.
And he might go down a few times.
Oh, yeah. Broner can sell it because Broner knows that boxing has a side of show business. And some would say maybe sometimes he does a little bit more to maybe say he does too much show business. But same time, a lot of people watch him to lose rather than win. But they watch.
What do you think? What angle does Broner take here?
I mean, you take the fucking, the typical Broner fucking, any man, any can get it. Fino Pino. I can't even say it. Filipino? So he'll probably throw a can on that shit, Norm Broner.
Filipino can?
There you go.
I don't know. That I don't shit, think Broner. That's a word, but
I bet Broner can make it sound good. I bet Broner can make it sound good. He'd be like, God damn right.
Yeah, no, I get it. Listen, I'm going to go out to the callers. I'm going to get to these sponsors. You know the number to call in, 1-425-569-5240. Press 1, one time to voice your opinion right here on the Voice of the People.
Whoa. Mikey ain't got the profile for Manny. Do you agree, yes or no?
Who?
Mikey.
I mean, he beat Broner. He's a multiple division champion. They can sell it, and he's Mexican. No.
Who versus, does more numbers?
Versus Pacquiao, he can sell it. Okay. Versus Pacquiao. I mean, Pacquiao's known to dance well with Mexicans.
Gotcha.
Let's go out to the sponsors.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at ElCaminoElectricalServices.com.
We're going out to... Looks like that's not NO. Who? This is a new. Oh, wait. Yo, Brandon, yo. What's up?
What's going on, B?
What up?
How are you, brother?
Finally, some good news from the welterweight division. Be honest with you, I think Pacquiao stops him in 4 rounds. And I think you got the wrong Garcia, Mike. I think it's Mikey. I think they get Mikey next on pay-per-view.
Okay. I was just saying Danny, because Danny's coming off a loss, and maybe you try to give Pacquiao an easy touch. Mikey has been on a roll ever since he got back, so that's going to be a tough outing for anybody.
Very true.
Yep.
I think Danny is the bigger name, though.
Not even close.
He does better ratings, I believe.
Yeah, definitely. But how is it okay for Canelo to call out Floyd, but it's not okay for Spence to respond to Mikey calling him out? Because Canelo's a 168 pounder now, and Floyd's still 147.
I mean, Floyd came out, I think, said something about Canelo first. No, you're right.
No, Canelo.
Canelo called out Floyd first. I mean, we all know that Canelo and Floyd will be another huge fight. I'm a Terrence
Crawford. Yeah, but that will wait.
But Terrence fight Mikey probably don't even do.
But at 10% what weight?
Of what Canelo and Floyd would do pay per view wise.
But I'm saying you can't make the fight because.
Well, Brandon, we're going to go ahead and get to some other callers, brother. You're switching the topic anyway. You want to talk about Canelo. But if you want your question answered, Oscar said 160 is the weight that he wants to rematch with Floyd.
Whoa, he said 160.
Yeah.
Hey, Oscar, good boy, smoking dope.
Hey, man. They're not gonna bring Canelo back down.
I didn't mean that like that, because I also have the history of that shit. I didn't.
Dominic in Seattle, talk to us.
It was good. I don't think Floyd's gonna do that. Jump up to 160.
Never mind that, bro. We're talking Manny Pacquiao is official with PBC. He says he wants the top fighters. He's going to be promoting his Manny Pacquiao Promotions fighters now through PBC. His career is going to be guided by Al Heyman as a manager and advisor. That is the topic.
Also, Pacquiao getting that promoter check too from PBC?
I don't know. What did Mike say, guys? Because he didn't talk into the mic.
Oh, so Manny Pacquiao getting that promoter check too from PBC?
Yes, he will promote all his Manny Pacquiao Promotions fighters on PBC.
Look at Al.
I think that's beautiful for Manny Pacquiao to do that. I mean, if he's going to get the win with Adrian Broner, he's going to get the hype back. He's going to be ready for Floyd if Floyd's ready for him. If he wants to. If the money's there, Floyd probably would do it. The money's not there, he'll probably go with a Conor McGregor or some weird shit, or Khabib, I don't know. But I think it'll be beautiful for Manny Pacquiao, even though he came off a good knockout. But I want Floyd versus Canelo. That's my thing right there. That's my call.
All right. Well, I've been saying that narrative, build and build.
Well, they ain't getting it. Floyd getting older. Canelo is getting heavier. It's more difficult to make. It is what it is, bro. I mean, Canelo shot his shot, though. He's at least trying to get Floyd back in there. He gets people talking about it. You never know what happens. Listen, we're fresh off our return from Alabama, Tuscaloosa. The home, I always had the K on it.
Man, you always had the
Tuscaloosa,
K on it.
Tuscaloosa.
There we go.
Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Fresh out the camp with Deontay. We got 2 full weeks of camp footage. Head on over to youtube.com/theboxingvoice and check that out. While you're there, hit that thumbs up button. It helps with the visibility of the show. Lets us know that this is the type of content you want. It lets us know those are the type of questions you want asked. And if you want specific questions asked, head on over to patreon.com/theboxingvoice. Sign up to Patreon and join our many, many posts. Ask whatever fighter we're going to see. Ask Big Baby. Ask Manny Pacquiao. Ask Deontay Wilder. And you get your question asked by first and last name or whatever screen name you decide to put on. Final thoughts for PBC. This is a win. Not as big as a win as Canelo for DAZN, but this is a big win because this is a solidified pay-per-view star. And I think I'm saying easy Pacquiao Broner does over 500,000.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I think for PBC, it's an absolute win. And you also you use Pacquiao and you give him his money, but also you let your PBC fighters that y'all have on the stable get that ring experience and exposure with Pacquiao, so that's good for their brand and for them on down on in their careers. And also, people, if you do any shopping on Amazon, that's what should tell you how to.
Yeah, just head on over to boxingvoice.com/affiliate sponsors. Click on the Amazon link, and it costs you absolutely nothing. But whenever you're doing some Amazon shopping, TBV gets a little kickback. And then, you know, like that, Mike could head on over from Indiana to New Jersey a lot more and to Bama and all that stuff. But, yeah, don't forget to hit the thumbs up button in the future, present, past. Helps with the visibility of the show. I'm your host, NestGTO. Find me on Instagram and Twitter. Deuce.